With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House applauding a Supreme Court ruling allowing states to bar Planned Parenthood from collecting Medicaid money for health services.
The president has always maintained that Americans should not be forced to violate their conscience and their religious liberty by having their tax dollars fund abortions, and we're glad the Supreme Court ruled on that side.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt commenting on the case out of South Carolina. Today is the final day of the High Court's current term, and the justices are set to release a half dozen rulings, including one regarding President Trump's attempt to deny birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens. President Trump says the U.S. has signed a trade deal with China, and Mr. Trump says another key trading partner may soon fall in line.
We're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened, and the relationship with every country has been very good.
The U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear weapons program, as Senate Armed Services Committee Chair Tom Cotton says, it got the job done.
You have seen several experts in the last couple days who, I think it's fair to say, are not Donald Trump partisans. Use words like effectively destroyed, catastrophic damage, setback for years.
While the Democrats continue insisting the setback to Iran's nuclear program will only be very short-lived. Last word, the gunman who ambushed two Milwaukee police officers last night remains at large. One of the officers suffers non-life-threatening injuries, but the other is hospitalized in critical condition. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 130 points. This is SRN News. Delaware goes all in on transgenderism.
Democratic Governor Matt Meyer has issued an executive order designed to make his state a destination for people who want their children to have sex change operations. The order establishes that Delaware is now a, quote, shield state, prohibiting state agencies from cooperating with investigations, subpoenas, or legal actions initiated in other states against individuals or providers involved in gender-affirming care. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Like the White House, pro-life advocates celebrating that friendly ruling from the Supreme Court allowing states to cut off Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood if they wish to. Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion business in the country with ever-growing profits, and pro-life advocates say it hardly needs taxpayer dollars. The Supreme Court ruling came in a case out of South Carolina where nearly $100,000 in Medicaid funding goes to Planned Parenthood each and every year. This is SRN News. In St. Paul, the former Minnesota lawmaker who was shot and killed along with her husband is lying in state today, along with her husband and their beloved family pet.
Former Minnesota Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman is lying in state in the Minnesota Capitol Rotunda Friday, along with her husband and their golden retriever, Gilbert. The Hortmans were shot and killed June 14th in what the chief federal prosecutor for the state is calling a political assassination. Their dog was wounded and had to be euthanized. Meanwhile, 57-year-old Vance Belter, who's accused of killing the couple and wounding a Democratic state senator and his wife, is due in court Friday to determine whether he'll remain in custody without bail. Federal prosecutors allege that Belter also stopped at the homes of two other Democratic lawmakers and listed dozens of Democrats as potential targets. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.